Excellent. Welcome, everybody, to the penultimate in the series on tips for having fantastic intergroup activities. We're really lucky today because we have with us, and I'm going to ask, maybe I should help people figure out how to get to the translation channels first before I introduce our speakers. So let's do that. Everybody, whether you speak English or you speak Spanish or you speak Portuguese, please go to the bottom of your screen and choose the language. So if you speak English as your native language, choose English. If Portuguese, Portuguese. If Spanish, Spanish. Do you want to, I guess Lisiane's already explaining that.
May I speak in Portuguese?
Senhora, here? Would you? I'd okay. love that.
Para todos que falam português nesse momento, lembrar que existe o Globinho, você vai lá e escolhe português. Para os que hablam espanhol, no Globo, escolha espanhol. Ok?
Very impressive, Dora, that you did it in Spanish too. Thank you. Thank you. So, okay, does everybody have the channel they need? Spanish, English, or Portuguese? We're going to get started. Roz, you have a question?
Yeah, there were two lines that said about language interpretation, your main language with the three. Is that what it was? Because I'm not sure if I'm in the right one then.
If you see a globe at the bottom of your screen, you should just click it open and choose English. And that's everybody. Angela from Huntsville.
I do not. All I have is more, and I have to get into a chat to get any information about interpretation.
Okay. I think you're okay, though, because I'm hearing you and you're hearing me. So I okay. think just you'll leave it alone. However, okay. when people are speaking Portuguese, you won't be able, or Spanish, you will not be able to hear what they're saying unless you figure this out, perhaps in the back chat. Maybe Shirley, you could chat with Roz, and anybody who has questions, please ask Shirley, who is our, she's thinking maybe not, but perhaps you can explain to people where to find the chat. Go ahead, Shirley, where to find
it. It will just depend on what type of device you're using. If you're using a tablet, you're going to have those different screens, and you'll need to go to the screen that shows the taskbar. If you're using your telephone, the same thing. You'll have to scroll over till you get to the screen that has your taskbar on it. And there should be a globe down at the bottom. Click on the globe and then follow the directions. Choose your language.
Okay, that's what I did. Okay, thank you. Not knowing if I was right, but I did it.
Excellent. All right. So we're going to go ahead and get started. And first of all, I do want to say I love seeing some wonderful familiar faces. I see Veronica and Simone from last time. And a bunch of you are here, whether your beautiful pictures are on or not, that I remember from other sessions that we've had. We're in the second to last in the series. Andy, welcome. I see a bunch of you. It's fantastic. And of course, Robin and Roz from the IGOR team, and Rachel from Memphis. So welcome, everybody. Terry, it's great that you're here also as a participant and as a tech web leader along with Shirley. So we are super lucky to have with us somebody with extremely recent experience and repeated experience, both virtually and in I was going to say in real life, but virtual is real life, in person. And that's Ellen from Greater Memphis. Ellen has produced several of these wonderful OA recovery conventions, the most recent of which was just this past spring. So we invited Ellen to talk about what went well, what could have gone even better, and to be here for anybody who wants to either share their experience with hosting events, recovery events, or to ask Ellen specific questions. And we're also lucky we have a co-anchor in this series, and that's Michelle. who is the regional treasurer, Region 8 treasurer. And Michelle is fantastic at being able to give us the global resources that we have from the overall OA and also our region. And she's here to do that as far as hosting recovery events too. And so they'll both be talking to us probably for the first 20 to 30 minutes, maybe a little longer, we'll see. And then the second half is dedicated to you, either sharing your experience or asking questions of them, of Ellen and of Michelle. So let's go ahead and we'll go ahead and get started. And thank you so much. Ellen, would you like to begin?
Sure, sure. Hello, everybody. I'm Ellen. I'm a compulsive eater from Memphis, Tennessee. And I came back into Overeaters Anonymous around 2003 or 2004. And I had only been back in program 1 year when there was another local member who had been getting a lot of pressure from her friend in South Louisiana to put on a convention in Memphis. And so even though I had only been here about a year, she approached me to be the chair. Well, you know, I didn't know what I was doing, but she assured me it would all be fine and that the vice chair would help me every step of the way, which was very accurate. The vice chair was right there to help us with every single detail we needed help. Well, when we did that convention, it was in person. And an in-person convention is completely different from a virtual convention. Number one, it is way more work. And both in advance, because you have to get the hotel really a year in advance so that you can bid on the convention at the business meeting a year prior to the convention. That's how it used to be. They would take bids. And at one time, Region 8 actually had 3 conventions per year. And there was a movement to reduce it to 2, because if you've ever been involved in a convention, you know how much work goes into it. And you would just finish one convention and have to start on the next one. And so finally, they got rid of some obstructions and reduced it to 2 conventions a year. I was one of the obstructions. I liked them. But it was a lot of work, especially, yeah, Andy says she did too, you know, because we got to see everybody. But it was so much work for the board. And so it made sense to drop down to 2. And there are some regions that only have 1 convention a year. So that our first convention, you know, we had the hotel. I went to the book. There's a whole book on how to host a convention. They give us very specific instructions. And Andy's shaking her head. They do too, Andy. They give us instructions. And, you know, they write down to the food and instructions about, you know, how to get together with your hotel and what kind of facility you need and the size of the rooms, you know, all of that. And I mean, I took it exactly. I thought if this room is 10 square feet less than the one they wanted us to have, we're in deep trouble. Well, it turned out it wasn't all that important, which later on I found out. So we did that convention, and then I don't know what's wrong with us in Memphis, but then we kept doing it every 3 years, whether we needed to or not. And Rachel up here, she's in the top right of my screen, but anyway, she was with us for every one of them, working hard. And after the first convention, well, then I got, I don't know, it was a demotion or punishment or promotion, but I ended up being the hotel liaison. And so what I did was I contracted with the hotel. And then, of course, it's just as much hands-on for the liaison, especially during the convention because it's three straight days. And so, but as the chair, the first thing to do was figure out what committees I had to have. So in person, you know, I had to have my hotel liaison. I had to have registration, which required several people. Then we had to have somebody who was willing to be a workhorse and do the boutique and the lounge. Then we had to have somebody in charge of entertainment. Then we had to have somebody in charge of getting speakers. And then each one of those committees would have subcommittees, people that they would ask to help them. And of course, the committees that require the most physical labor, the boutique, hopefully we would get at least five or six people who were committed to helping because it was a lot of physical labor. And basically we would start Thursday night and go through till Sunday afternoon. About 3 o'clock in the afternoon, we'd finally be done and have everything cleaned out. So we started with the committees. We would have meetings at least once a month. And then as we got closer to the convention, we would meet then every 2 weeks and then weekly if need be. And of course, when we were doing this, it was all in person back then. So then that carried me through, you know, then I became the hotel liaison and I did that for the next two conventions. Then the fourth convention, I don't remember it, Rachel, have we done four or five total? Four, maybe four. So anyway, finally, here we come to our last in-person was 2019. That was the last one for the region. And then nobody was hosting this past spring. So I thought, well, you know what? The rules say you can only do it once every 2 years. So we were 2 years out. And I said, what the heck? Memphis can go ahead and do this virtual convention. It's a lot easier online than it is getting the hotel, et cetera, et cetera. And so what I did was I sort of sent out an email or called people and said, can I say we're going to do it? And so Rachel was one of the people who stupidly said, yes, we can do it. Not stupidly. Thank goodness. Thank goodness. And Sarah, thank goodness, she made a little mistake and told me she had technical capabilities. So I asked her whether she would be our tech chair, because without a tech chair, you know, for a virtual convention, we would have been lost. There's no way Rachel and I could do it. We're too old. We can't learn new stuff. So we started out with basically the same committees. We had speakers, we had entertainment, we had the tech web, and then we had, you know, just all these other people who were willing to come to the meetings and be moderators or chat people, you know, all that. And then Sarah had her own committee. And, you know, I got a really good person to help her who's not in Memphis. And she had a very small group of three techies, very strong techies. And then as we got closer to the convention, then they brought in other people to help. But basically, they were totally hands-on the entire time. And you know, you're basically glued to your computer all day Saturday and half a Sunday, Friday night too, because the business part starts and the people who are in recovery are invited to the business. So basically, putting on a convention is not that big a deal. There are many instructions. Everybody's willing to help. Our core group for the last virtual convention, our core group was five people. Now, you know, we can't hold a candle to Atlanta, who had, I want to say, it was either 29 or 39 people just on the tech committee. So, you know, and then they had more besides that. But God bless Atlanta. But Memphis, We didn't have it, but we reached out and people helped us. And that's the way OA is. People help. And I don't know what else to say. You know, it came off. We didn't have too many problems and we're getting much better at the tech. Shirley's here. She's our tech web chair. Shirley Q's over there. She and Terry M is there with the pink chair. And they are our tech web chairs, and they are very, very helpful. Anything we needed, we had meetings with them too. Meetings, and then you have a run through to make sure. We had like a dress rehearsal to make sure we could do it all. And our entertainment was pre-recorded. And if I do say so myself, it was really excellent. It was the usual, our usual wonderful outfit, the Recovery Repertory Theater. So, I mean, it was great fun. And you make money, which we all need. All our intergroups need money because eventually we do hope to get back to traveling. And that's mainly what, you know, we needed was money for travel expenses for our rep and other people, and also to carry the message. And without the conventions, really, Memphis would be poor, poor, poor. So do you want to have questions now, Sarah, or wait until the end?
You know, I'm bursting with questions and comments, but I think out of courtesy to Michelle, we'll see what Michelle's got. And then I'm sure lots of people have comments, because the one thing you were too gracious to do, I think, Ellen, I will make this comment. You were too gracious to talk about what could have gone even better. And I know that there are people here on the line who themselves experienced some infelicities, you know, and gave me the feedback. And I don't know if they're going to want to talk about it tonight, but we'll see. So, so much went right, so much. And by the way, I can only speak for this most recent one. I don't have the history that you and Rachel have together. I'm only talking about the most recent one. So I'll stop. Michelle, let's hear from you and then let's hear from everybody else, please.
Hello, everyone. Hola. My name is Michelle. I am a compulsive overeater from Little Rock, Arkansas. And I am here to represent Region 8 as the treasurer. And I'm interested in helping you all understand the different resources that are available to your intergroups or recovery meetings in order to help the still suffering compulsive overeater. And one of the things that I would like to do is I would like to go to OA Region 8 and show you the different things that are available there. And then I want to go to OA, that website, and show you the different resources available there. And I also want to give you an idea of how you can promote anything that you feel like you would like to across our Region 8. I know that in our Central Arkansas intergroup, that we do things that are specific to our Central Arkansas group that we would like to invite other people to participate in. And then there are times where we want to host, like Ellen was talking about, the Region 8 Assembly. And so those are two different ways of approaching helping the still suffering compulsive overeater. So the first thing that I want to do is I want to talk about what's available through OA Region 8. And our website is oaregion8.org. And when you go to oaregion8.org, what you'll find is there is a place. First of all, I want you to note that you can choose whatever language you are most comfortable with. So up here in the upper left-hand corner, there is English. We also have Portuguese and we have Spanish. So if you're more comfortable with Portuguese or if you're more comfortable with Spanish, Espanol, that is available to you here, and that will change most of the language on most of the website. to the language you're most comfortable with. It is a not comprehensive, but it is fairly comprehensive to help you with whatever it is your comfortable language. So one of the first things I wanted you to know is that there is money available to help your intergroup do either local special things just for your intergroup, or there are things if you want to host a Region 8 assembly, which would invite everybody from Region 8 to come to whatever it is you guys are doing to host that particular event. So when you go to our website, I want you to notice that in the upper left-hand corner, it says intergroup funding in a green button. If you click there, you will find all of the ways that your intergroup can get money. If your intergroup needs money, this is the place to go to really think about if your intergroup wants to do something for your area. That would be this carrying the message funds. And it says if your intergroup needs to bring someone to your area to lead a workshop, this is the way that you can get money if your intergroup needs to have that kind of resource to bring somebody to your area in order to help lead a workshop or a retreat. The other thing here is something called a special project grant. And notice that we have a special project grant in English, in Espanol, and in Portuguese. And this special project grant lets you get literature if you're going to be doing some kind of retreat or workshop that involves some specific literature. This is the place where you can get money in order to buy that literature to give away at that particular event. There is also this thing called a technology grant, which I think will be more and more important to different intergroups. The technology grant will let you buy Zoom accounts along with whatever upgrades you need to do translation. It will let you buy things like laptops or microphones in order to be able to do some kind of hybrid where some people are face-to-face and some people are online. So that's available to groups that want to take advantage of using those kinds of money. We also have on our website this hosting manual. You know, before I go much further, let me go ahead and post this document in our chat. Let's see, can I get to that here? Let me see, how can I get there? Stop share. Let me go to chat.
Michelle, I appreciate that you'll do this because we always share the audio and the chat afterward on the SOAR 8 website. So people who couldn't come live will have your resources, which are always amazing. So thanks.
So there is the place that you can go if you're interested in this document that I am sharing. So the hosting manual is something that Ellen was referencing. If you are interested in hosting an assembly and or convention, now here's the deal. For those of you that are not familiar with what we're talking about, there is an assembly where the business of Region 8 happens, And that's all about, you know, helping the still suffering compulsive overeater through supporting intergroups and all of our intergroups as a region. That's the assembly piece of it. That's a business piece of it. The convention piece of it would be something that an intergroup would do in order to run like recovery workshops, that kind of thing. So this hosting manual is one that's invaluable that Ellen was talking about that really walks you through everything that you would need to do as an intergroup or might choose to do as an intergroup. Now, one of the things I want you to recognize for Central Arkansas, like Memphis, we're a very small intergroup. And so there are things here that we do, and there are some things that we say, well, that would be nice, but it's not really necessary. The assembly is necessary. The convention, the recovery convention is nice. And so you can kind of think about what would be most well done by the people in your intergroup. I can't stress how lovely it is to help the recovery in my area by doing an assembly. It really energizes the whole group. And like Ellen said, it also brings in a lot of good money for our intergroup. The other thing I want you to know is available. Really, this is where Central Arkansas goes in order to run our workshops here in Central Arkansas. We like to have what we call Super Saturdays, and we like to have retreats. And in order to be able to do these, we often go to oa.org and we go to the document library. You go to the document library and you search with the word workshop, you will find, we have found a lot of great resources. So here I'm going to put in the word.
Excuse me. Go ahead. Do you mean to be sharing your screen?
Yes. Am I not sharing my screen?
Not at the moment.
So sorry. Let me go back. Yep.
Thank you. It's coming up.
There we go. I guess I stopped sharing when I wanted to show you give you the URL to the Google Doc. All right. Thank you. So here is oa.org, and I went to the document library. And in the document library, I'm going to type in the word workshop right here. And it brings up all of these wonderful things that we can use in Central Arkansas on our different workshops. So we've got abstinence, a presentation on abstinence. We've got three different kinds of passports to unity, one in English, one in French, and one in Spanish. We've got a back to basics workshop. We got a carry the message workshop. We've got an explanation from oa.org on the difference between being abstinence and a plan of eating workshop. We've got growing our membership workshop. We've got an idea workshop, importance of working the steps workshop. So I think you see how many different things there are at oa.org that I in Central Arkansas have been able to say, we don't have to make this up. It's already here and we can take what oa.org has and just do it with our membership. One of the things that we have really enjoyed is this OA bingo with slogans kind of thing as just a fun kind of filler in our workshops. Rotation of service skit is a lot of fun if you're interested in getting people to do some kind of participation in the workshop. Again, the more people I can get active in doing this workshop or this convention, the better it helps the recovery in my area. And that's really one of the primary motivators for me whenever we are looking to do a workshop or an assembly. Notice this is just the first page. There is a second page as well. So I'm going back to the document that I shared earlier in the chat. This is that document library that I was just at. Again, you will use the term workshop whenever you want to search. By the way, at oa.org, you can also choose your language. Up here, you can select your language. You can choose USA. Come on, I'm clicking. Maybe it's not working because of where I am. Look at all of the different choices that you have when you're at oa.org. So you should be able to find the language that you're most comfortable with whenever you're at oa.org. The last thing that I want to share with you is how you are able to tell Region 8 about your event. For instance, Central Arkansas is going to be doing a retreat in November, and we put together a flyer with all of the information about our retreat. And if we want the people in Region 8 to know about our event, here are the two things that we do in order to be able to let everybody in Region 8 know about our event. The first is we create a flyer with the OA logo. Whenever we create our flyer, we send it to the vice chair, who is Melissa right now, and she can approve it. And she will give it to the webmaster to put on the Region 8 website. It's really important that your flyer has the OA logo on it. And so what I have here is a link to how to get permission to use the OA logo. So if you click where it says get permission, it will take you right to where you need to go in order to know how to get that permission to use the OA logo. It's fairly straightforward. It's in English. I'm not sure if it's translated to Spanish or Portuguese. Dora is telling me no. So you might need to cut and paste into Google and ask for it to be translated, or you might reach out to Dora, who might be able to help you. The other thing that we in Central Arkansas have done is we've also emailed our flyer to this email address. This email address is allsoar8@oaregion8.org. The only people who can email to this great big group are people who are already on this listserv. And so I also have put in this document a YouTube video so that you can follow this YouTube video and you can get your email, your identity onto the AllSOAR 8 listserv. The AllSOAR 8 listserv will let you promote or advertise your events. It also is a great place for you to get information from the region about all of the different things that the region has available to you. So that is all in this document for you, if you would like to use it. And please, 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 if you need help, reach out to me and I would be more than happy to help you as best I can as your Region 8 treasurer to get you access to the money and the resources that you need, because my primary purpose is to help you in finding the still suffering compulsive overeater and being able to get them into recovery. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Michelle and Ellen, thank you very much. You modeled speaking slowly enough. So I will try to follow your example. And I would like to invite, I have just two things to say. And then I would like to invite first anyone from Latin America to speak. Roz, I saw your hand up earlier, but I first want to invite folks from Latin America, only because we've heard exclusively from American people, so US people so far. The two things I want to say are, yes, Michelle is so right. It is such an opportunity for anybody who's looking to give their sponsees something meaningful to do. Michelle sent sponsees to help me on the tech team. They were some of the best volunteers we could have ever wanted and had. And it was so lucky that, you know, it's all a family here. It's all a chain. That's my first point. My second point is really a 10th step amends. And it was upfront when I said, oh, but there were some infelicities. It was all about me in this case, not in, yes, perhaps also in a self-absorbed way. But what I mean by all about me is I was responsible for the infelicities that we did have at this convention by confusing folks. I worked with the tech web team you see here. And between us, we were giving out two different links to different events. And some of you experienced that, and some of you gave me feedback on it. But to the rest of you, I don't want to reflect on the amazing producer job that Ellen has done all these years. I want to tell you the infelicities were from me. And but we learned, I mentioned it also, not only to apologize, but to say we learned a big lesson. Please never change. The big lesson is publish your links days before, and then they are sacred. Do not change them, no matter what. No matter what anybody says, don't change the links, okay? That's my virtual tip. Now, let's hear from anybody from Latin America who either has a question for Ellen or Michelle, or who has experience to share. I was lucky to come to a retreat. I'll just say I was lucky. Lisi invited me to a retreat. I heard a terrific story from a Brazilian fellow, a member of OA, and it was marvelous. So very cool things are happening in Latin America, and I would love to hear from people from Latin America also. Please, who would like to go first? Including our interpreters, if possible.
Roz had her hand up, so.
Right, I'm just trying to see if there was anybody from Latin America first. Okay, Simone, go ahead.
Can you hear me so I can translate Simone?
Yes.
Okay. Pode, só vou pedir para falar um pouquinho mais alto, Simone.
Lizzie, eu posso falar?
Pode, Simone.
I am Simone. I'm a compulsive overeater. apologize because my camera is closed because I'm at work now. I cannot open my camera. But I would like to share about the service that in a group of Minas Gerais is in 2022, we start to work with diversity, unity and diversity. We have an event towards men, and we're gonna have another one towards two people with bariatrics. The big difficulty we have today, not only on Minas in the group, but in Brazil as a whole, is about Zoom rooms for simultaneous translations. We want to have we have host events where we have fellows from other countries, but the cost of it for us is too high because it's all quoted in dollar. So for us, it's not as viable as we would like. So what we would ask to Region 8 is to help us about this, that we can have resources, financial resources to invest in technology and open our doors, our events to all our fellows who speaks a different language. And this way we can extend our hands and our heart together for those who suffer from the same disease that we are suffering. That's what I would like to speak. I wish 24 hours of serenity for all of us. Thank you very much.
That's a beautiful wish, Simone. Thank you. And Michelle, would you like to repeat some thoughts in response to that?
Yes, I would be happy to. I understand and appreciate the difficulty in getting money from US dollars to the kind of currency that our friends in Spanish-speaking countries and Portuguese-speaking countries have. And I want you to know that I am doing everything possible that we can in order to make that as accessible as possible. So one of the things that we have on our grant application is we have this section right here that asks how best it would be to get the money to that particular intergroup. We have a PayPal account, but we've also used other things as well. We have also used like a bank-to-bank transfer, especially if like the group or the interpretation services has a bank that's an American bank. It's really nice to be able to get the money transferred that way. We have also used other cash kinds of apps besides PayPal in order to get the money to the intergroups that need the money. We do not want technology to get in the way of recovery. Region 8 has the money. Let's us figure out how to get the money from Region 8 to y'all, to you. And I am really, really passionate about trying to figure that out. So if your intergroup wants to get one of these grants, that's one of the pieces that you and I will need to talk about in order to be able to get you the money that you should have in order to be able to do your event. The region is very, very eager to get you the money in any way we possibly can. So just talk to me and we will figure it out together. Thank you.
Michelle, thank you. I'm going to ask Dora to speak and then Roz, who I don't think your iPad will allow you to raise your hand, and then Shirley. Go ahead, Dora.
Thank you. First, I would like to let everyone know that Susan, the region chair, and me as the trustee, we are having meetings with people in South America and Central America. And yes, as trustee, I can work with a Zoom room with Channel for Translation. And this is wonderful because we can give opportunity for people to speak. It's not only about provide translation, but people can talk with American people who can't speak Spanish or Portuguese. Then this is wonderful. If you have the opportunity, go to our meetings, that it is amazing. This is the first thing. The other one is a question. Michelle, do you think that would be possible for the Region 8 to have a business Zoom account and then Region 8 could allow the committees and the intergroups when they need to work with this room with interpretation? This is an idea, and I am new in Region 8, of course.
Thank you, Dora, for that question. So the Region 8 has a Zoom account through the Tech Web Committee that Region 8 uses. If there is an intergroup that wants to have their own Zoom account, it's absolutely possible. Region 8 doesn't have to do that. The intergroups can each have their own Zoom account, and we can pay for it through Region 8 with that special grant for technology. And so that's how each intergroup can have autonomy, yet the region can still give them money that they can use in order to be able to have it.
Thank you, Michelle. And I think that Shirley might have an opinion as well as Terry about how that works, or your own comment that you wanted to make. Shirley, go ahead. Wait, I apologize.
You were going to let Roz.
I exactly. Thank you for reminding me. Roz, please go ahead.
I'm patient. Finish the subject. Finish that subject.
Thank you. Go ahead, Shirley.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention a couple things. FYI information that if you purchase a Zoom account, you need to be aware that if you're going to have interpreters, that you have to upgrade to a webinar, which is an extra $79 per month. So just be aware that there's a cost involved every time you want to have a meeting with interpreters, that ability. Or you can buy an annual package that includes that. So that's what I would say for that. The other two things I wanted to mention is that as far as holding conventions and virtual meetings and things like that, I have found after doing 3 assemblies that communication is the biggest thing. Because Sarah, you mentioned, setting up meetings and links. I had already set up rooms for you to meet as well. So you had 3 different addresses to go to. But, and then I would suggest, like we are doing this next time, is to have a checkoff list to try, and we have an agenda that we go through step by step by step so that whoever's in charge of the technology can follow along. And the third thing I would just say briefly is that I used some of that grant money and I worked in cooperation with another intergroup that is located near us. And we did a workshop on Unity, an all-day workshop with two different intergroups combined. We united and we had a wonderful turnout and it was very, very productive. And I couldn't have asked for anything more. And I was entirely grateful for the help from the funds that were made available through Region 8. Thank you.
Shirley, thanks. Please go ahead, Roz.
I wanted to say, well, this ended now. I never heard what anything Simona said. It did not come through in English for me, even though I had pressed off the English. I wanted to thank Ellen and Michelle. It is remarkable when you say there's a small community of for your intergroup. We have a small group. We can't even get people to be reps. They sit there. I don't know why they come to the meeting. They just don't raise their hands for anything. And so I love hearing how, you know, you involved everybody, and that's what it comes down to. I do the same thing with my sponsees. As far as Michelle, I'm asking, it's a big if. Because I'm on my tablet and it's not going to be on my computer, is it possible to get a printout of what you put on the screen, if you can send to my email? It's wonderful stuff. I kept taking notes, but I can't hear and write at the same time sometimes.
Absolutely, Roz. I will send you by email the direct link to that document for you.
Yep. Because it's just wonderful to, you know, if you know what you're doing, you know, it takes me like 5 days when somebody can do it in 30 minutes. So I was like, okay, I can maybe ask. If I can ask, I can get. Thank you.
Thanks, Roz. Andy, you're up next. Go ahead, please.
Thanks so much. Hi, I'm Andy, compulsive overeater, and so great to see such a beautiful crowd. Michelle, Ellen, Sarah, it's just so good to see you. Dora, Terry, and meeting all the rest of you. We did a live convention, I think it was in 18, down here in Fort Lauderdale. It was unanimous. Absolutely phenomenal. We couldn't believe the turnout we got. We had to go over what we had originally planned with the hotel. But when I started to hear Ellen going into all the detail, that's why I was laughing, because there was so much detail. There was so much detail to make sure the assembly part, the business was set up, and then physically to go with the hotel. And seems to me being able to do it technology-wise, is going to be a release of that tension of the hotel and the boutique. Although I've got an idea about something for the boutique. But the fun of it for me is being able to offer to everyone in the region, let alone if somebody outside the region wants to come to the convention part. The opportunity, again, to draw in people that would never have the opportunity to make it to a live assembly. So my question is, are we going to continue having the assembly online and the convention ends up being a choice, or is it definitely all together? And while that's one concern, I would definitely like to have the ability to have interpreters. So that would be something that we would have to apply for a separate type thing for this type of thing, should we want to do the next opportunity that's available. I'm very hyped up on it. I just have to get the other people have done. So if you can answer me those questions, it would be wonderful. And so great to see you guys.
Well, Sarah, can I respond? And then maybe if Michelle wants to add.
Sure.
So as far as the interpreters go, you know, interpreters were provided for in the business assembly, and Region 8 paid for that. As far as the recovery convention goes, we had originally planned to have interpreters, and we looked at different costs, a cost from Friday to Sunday, Saturday only, Saturday and Sunday, and the cost of the interpreter would have eaten up every penny of the profit. And then, in addition to that, we then, just to make a final determination, we went back through the registration to see who said they needed an interpreter. That was part of the registration. And the only two people at that time were people who were in the business assembly. So there was no reason to pay $3,000 for interpreters. But what happened was, towards the end, the last week leading up to the convention, we had sort of a flurry of activity for people coming from South America who needed an interpreter. Well, even at that point, I think there were two or three, and we still couldn't rationalize spending $3,000 for three people. I'm so sorry. But it all turned out okay because we ended up with volunteers who did at least part of it. But it's exhausting for a volunteer, somebody who's not being paid. That's a big service. So as far as the interpretation goes, I would say, I would request that when people register, and they, if they're coming, they register early, 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 so that the hosting committee knows what is being asked of them. So not to wait to the last minute, especially if you need interpreting services. And then, I'm sorry, go ahead, Andy.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask a question. What year was that you're talking about?
This year, this spring.
Oh, it was this spring. Okay, because I wondered if now, because we're getting more opportunity to share with Latin America, if it might increase. I don't know. But I like the question on the information. Yeah.
Yeah, it very well may. And then you asked about, are we going to always be virtual or will we go back to in-person? Well, the board talks about that all the time. And at this point, it is up to the hosting committee to say how they want to handle it. So Miami, I know, was thinking about it, but you see, the problem was Miami only had 6 months to put in their bid and get it ready. And you cannot get an in-person convention ready in that short a time because of the hotel. So that brings me to another point, which is Region 8 is hoping that somebody will come in October and bid both on the spring convention, spring and fall 2023. So if anybody here is thinking about it, please do it. You won't ever regret it. And we really are hoping that South America will offer to host. And one of the considerations is that the board might go in person, even though it might not be fully in person. Yeah, I know, Andy, you quit too soon. So we're going to South America, too bad, you know. But anyway, please, please think about bidding on it. Even if it's just virtual, we need the service and to carry the message. And I'm sorry, I hope I didn't cut you off, Michelle, if you wanted to add.
Michelle, I'm just going to say that we have less than a minute And so what I would like to say is we're running out of time. I'm so sorry that we didn't get to hear from Angela in Huntsville. What I want to invite people to do is please write, if Michelle and Ellen, you could put your email in the chat for us right now, that would be amazing. Please contact them with further questions. And I think, Michelle, unless it's like an emergency, I'm gonna ask that Ellen have the last word here. Okay, thank you. Let's please end with the serenity prayer. And I thank you all for coming. Don't forget, this is for you, Roz. You were saying, how do we motivate people to come to, it's for everybody. How do we motivate people to come and be reps for Intergroup? That is our final event in the series. The TIP series comes September 15th. Come back for that. Okay, everybody, here's the serenity prayer. Please, let's go ahead. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. Michelle, Ellen, our interpreters, Lisi and Christina, thank you so much. And thank you everybody for coming. We'll see you next time. Okay?
Buenas noches. Dios te
bendiga. Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Adios. Thank you, everybody. Good night.
Thank you.
Have a great 24.